Well, welcome to the Millbrook Railroad. Today, we have a wood pellet run to make. And probably one of the last runs of Millbrook 102. The car is pretty badly deteriorated, and we have new parts that will hopefully be on the way to repair this car. And it's going to get a wooden car rebuild. Basically replace all the wooden parts and keep all the metal parts. But that's coming up at some point here. Probably that'll be next year at some time when we do that. Now it looks like we had a gust of wind come along and blow the roof off of 70. And I thought we were coupled here, but I guess we're not. It's derailed. It is derailed. How that happened, I don't know. Oh, it looks like it went right over the trig. Interesting. Must have happened when I was repairing the throttle. So the switch on the throttle was corroded here. And every now and then you have to squirt some electromotive cleaner in there. You can get it at automotive stores and stuff. But turn the throttle off, give myself 3 steps. Put this thing back on the track. Go. All right. Now, today's daily operations bulletin says trains are not to exceed 120 pounds per axle. Oh, I got both axles off. Still. Yeah, I'm just not doing great with this. I should have looked better. And now I got a car off too. Oh yeah, this is a good start. We're off to a good start today. But at least we're only 3 axles on the ground, not more. I better turn the forward headlight on here. Confirm headlight is on. Headlight is on. Okay. So anyway, well, today's daily operations bulletin after track inspection says that trains are not to exceed 0.5 mile an hour on this end of the railroad from the sugar house to the apex of the horseshoe curve, and axle loading is not to exceed 120 pounds. So that's axle loading, by the way, not car loading. So for the locomotive, having only 2 axles, it's 200 pounds already, so it's already 100 pounds per axle. So I can't ride the locomotive, but I can ride the car, because the car will take 12 bags of wooden pellets. That's what 120 pounds per axle is. Each bag is 40 pounds, and the cars have 4 axles. So 40 times 12 divided by 4, basically. That's how I came up with 120 pounds per axle. If I exceed 120 pounds per axle, I found out, I spread the rails and drop between them, so I want to avoid that. And as you can see, the wheels are definitely protesting today, as everything is. It's bitter cold out. past the speed restriction and cruising now at wintertime mainline speed, about 5 miles an hour-ish, somewhere between 2 and 5. The wind chill is sub-zero Fahrenheit, which is pretty darn cold. We're in Vermont, Carl, it's about just a bit nippy. This train. All right, so we have 480 pounds of wood pellets per car right now. That is, 960 total load right now. Just a little under a half a ton. That's short ton, not a long ton, and not a metric ton.
Times two, right?
Yeah, 480 times two.
960.
That's what I thought. Okay, so 960 pounds total. Over 8 axles, or let's just count it per car. 480 pounds over 4 axles gives you 120 pounds, because 480 divided by 4 is 120. A little bit of math there for you. I know, we're mathing today. That's terrible. All right, turn on the throttle again. I got to kick the skate out from underneath this. There we go. And off we go. Oh yeah, can you put that on top? Thank you. Alrighty, we're all unloaded and time for the shove back up the hill and grab the second load. Alright, so now we're all loaded up and kick the skate off. Kick it, well, the other way, I guess. Now I got her stuck. Alright. Back up. See if we can do this without derailing anything. Got my hands full. There. Throw this up on top. And away we go. Another train load. Thank you. there we go. That is another 10 degree winter wood pellet run for you here on the Millbrook Railroad. I want to thank you very much for watching today's video. It's brought to you by Millbrook Railroad. MillbrookRailroad.com. Check us out. There's merch. There's locomotives. There's other things that we offer on there. So let's see. I think we might have mugs again pretty soon. Anyway, MillbrookRailroad.com. Join us over on Patreon. Patreon.com/MillbrookRailroad. And, well, I guess until next time, stay warm. I'm going inside and let the kids unload this.